American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to unveil more of her economic plan in Pittsburgh today, even as the mainstream media starts to press her for answers.
I grew up a middle-class kid.
When we talk about bringing down prices and making life more affordable for people, what are one or two specific things you have in mind for that?
Well, I'll start with this. I grew up a middle-class kid.
What about, like, here are the five things I'm going to do directly for you?
The other side's done 40 or 50 interviews with J.D. Vance. I don't have to take my shoes off to count on my fingers and toes how many interviews that she's done. And that looks like a deliberate effort just not to face the hard questions.
A nationally televised hour-long debate is one way to answer a lot of direct questions.
So it's just sitting down with an interview.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a specific plan, and a large part of that involves manufacturing.
My plan is for a manufacturing renaissance, which will be a 15% made in America tax rate. We will put a 100% tariff on every single car coming across the Mexican border. I will bring automobile manufacturing back to the highest level in the history of our country.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee has released their report on the first attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania. Senator Rand Paul says the assassination attempts on Trump were foreseeable and preventable.
We have to get it right. We have to, you know, if we can't even stop the random guy who's camping outside the golf course, if we can't do a good job of that, how are we going to stop a sophisticated assassination attempt by a foreign country? So we've got to do a much better job. But, you know, we released the report today of what we've seen so far with the first assassination attempt. And it's a compilation. It's a tragedy of errors, just one after another.
Trump transition team co-chair Tulsi Gabbard claiming the danger to Trump could be greater.
It is deeply disturbing to see that, you know, Iran is supporting these assassination attempts, but they're not the only ones. We know that the drug cartels, that any of these entities that President Trump is a threat to their existence, they are trying to take him out.
Kamala Harris is reportedly planning a trip to the southern border as border security proves to be a key issue for voters. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is critical of the Biden administration's record on illegal immigration.
If their goal was to have terrorists and criminals and just millions of people coming into our country illegally and giving them a pass and not knowing where they're going or who they are or what crimes they're committing, then they've been very effective. She is conning the American people. She hasn't changed her position at all. I mean, she says she hasn't changed her values, and her values were to get rid of ICE. Her values were to decriminalize people crossing the border illegally.
Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado has introduced a new bill to curb human trafficking. Chris Woodward has more.
The Human Trafficking Fingerprint Background Check Protection Act would require owners and employees of massage wellness spas to undergo fingerprint-based background checks to mitigate the risk of human trafficking and enhance public safety. Boebert said in a press release that massage wellness spas have been identified by law enforcement as one of the primary locations for criminals engaged in human trafficking, and this simple but effective measure would help close one of the primary avenues used by traffickers to exploit children and other vulnerable individuals. I'm Chris Woodward.
Florida and the Southeast bracing for Tropical Storm Helene, which officials say could develop into a Category 3 hurricane, which could bring potentially deadly storm surge. St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Kenneth Welch says the time to prepare is now.
We are under a state of local emergency, and we are anticipating impacts from this storm to start late Wednesday night with the major impacts on Thursday. Please stay off the roads when we start to experience severe weather.
Helene is the eighth named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center expects it to become a major hurricane as it approaches Florida's Big Bend region. More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.